Dan Bernstein for my friends at Aloha Restoration. The weather in Chicago is warming up, but the rain is coming, the floods are coming, the mold and mildew and water stains. You don't want that, especially if you live near the Fox or Des Plaines River. Rely on Aloha to fix and prevent flood damage. You know who to call when disaster strikes. Aloha Restoration to get your bone dry in no time. Aloha is the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. You know your home's in good hands. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Doctor, I was wondering what your thoughts were on the ESI implant by Spiraltek.
The ESI implant?
Yeah, I was reading about it on the Spiraltek website. It sounds amazing. You should look into it. I think your patients would be thrilled. It even has research articles done at Northwestern University.
ESI, huh? I'll do some research.
Spiraltek, located right here in Chicago, has developed a dental implant that is sure to change the game. Its advanced thread and fossa system is unique and allows the surgeon to place an implant virtually anywhere with ease. ESI implant is stable and allows you to place the teeth and implant in one day. It's intuitive. It's friendly to both the doctor and the patient. Spiraltek offers thorough education, and the price point is amazingly economical. It's a win-win for both dentists and patients alike. Do yourself a favor and learn more about the most innovative dental implant on the planet, ESI. Ask your dentist about the ESI implant. Visit Spiraltek.com now or call 312-440-7777. That's 312-440-7777.
Hey, Google Pixel fans. For a limited time, get both our Sprint Unlimited plan and the all-new Google Pixel 3a included for under $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit, an 18-month lease, and a new line of service. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. Phone $11.07 per month after $5.56 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Remaining balance due if canceled early. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
One good thing about perennials, they return every year. Another good thing, the Home Depot has gallon varieties, now 3 for just $12. Healthy, happy, and regionally selected so they're bred to thrive. Let them put down some roots and stay a while in your garden. Come next spring, they'll return the favor, again and again. Today is the day for doing, with gallon perennials, 3 for just $12, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
There's a knock on your door, or your caller ID says ComEd. How do you know they're actually with ComEd, and you're not about to be the victim of an energy scam? These scammers are clever. They may threaten to turn off your service and ask you to make a direct payment with a prepaid cash card. Sometimes these impersonators will ask you to call them back at a different phone number with your personal information. At ComEd, we care about your safety. And that's why we want to help you be informed and avoid being scammed. We will never come to your home or business to demand a payment. We will never ask for immediate payment with a prepaid cash card. And we'll never call to ask for your account number or other personal information. ComEd cares. We're committed to working together. If you think you've been the victim of a scam or have encountered suspicious behavior, please call us at 1-800-EDISON-1. Or visit ComEd.com/scam alert. ComEd, powering lives.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's time for the great clip of the week. Let's listen to a great clip from last week on Cubs Radio.
Bryant drives one in the air, deep left center. This ball's got a chance. Chris Bryant with a hat trick. His third homer of the night. All three have landed in the Cubs bullpen in left center. This was a screaming line drive.
That is the great clip of the week. It's sponsored by Great Clips. Great haircuts. It's gonna be great. And it's Mully and Haw on the score. And speaking of going to be great, the White Sox play at Houston tonight, and the game is off the board. There was no line because, of course, the Sox have no pitcher.
I think that's bizarre.
Or the pitcher is unnamed.
It's very bizarre. They have not named a pitcher. It's not going to be Ross Detweiler, the free agent they signed. He pitched yesterday.
Rottweiler pitched yesterday.
Rottweiler pitched yesterday.
So it's not Rottweiler, yeah. And it's not probably not going to be Despondent, or could Despondent play?
I don't think he can either. No.
Yeah, they signed
Molly, you and I will be despondent later on.
Despondent.
What's the difference? We don't know him yet.
Ultrasomer Despondent. Ultrasomer Despondent.
Ultrasound. What?
Something sure like nobody that. Ever heard of.
Okay. Well, that's why it's not on the board.
He's just not a known entity yet.
Well, will you cease and desist from calling him that?
Yes, I will. Okay. And I apologize. I really thought it was Rottweiler Despondent.
So is that who's pitching tonight?
That's what I wrote down.
Is cease and desist? Or is that cease?
No, cease.
He can't either? Listen, he's not ready yet?
No, he just pitched.
Well, who's
they're
pitching?
Not bringing him up.
What's on first?
I don't know. Exactly.
Ridiculous. I mean, how do
is
you go
ridiculous
in?
Ridiculous they name a pitcher?
Not yet, but.
We will be nicknaming someone.
Look.
Listen, it's not good.
You're going in against the best team in baseball.
That's the problem.
And you're the White Sox after just splitting a series against the Blue Jays. You're flirting with respectability. You really are. You aren't that far away. You have been quietly competitive. And who knows where the season might be headed and where you might be if you had a legitimate bona fide major league starting rotation. But you don't. And you've left yourself exposed. And going into Houston, not knowing who's starting the opener, just underscores how exposed you look. Unless that's exaggerating the point. I don't know. I just feel like if you're a White Sox fan, don't you feel like you'd like to know who's throwing tonight?
I am willing, if anyone wants to, I'm willing to take some wagers on the White Sox. I really think, as the contrarian in me, I think all of you believe they have no chance to win. So I will happily take the White Sox plus 7 and just see how it goes. Would you give me 7?
Boy.
Would you? No? What do you mean? What was that
you
look,
want
Justin?
7 runs?
They don't have a pitcher.
7 runs? Come on.
Okay.
That's
how many
crazy.
You give me? How many
That's
you give
crazy.
Me, Justin?
It's still baseball.
How many you give me?
I'll give you none because it's always they'll say, well, we didn't have a book on him, so we got beat because we didn't have a book on that pitcher. No,
the Astros don't make excuses like the Cubs do, all right? Astros are first in batting average. They're first in runs.
Okay.
Second in runs
How many
scored.
Runs you give me, Kevin?
I'll give you 5 runs.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
5 runs?
That's right.
And what about you, Mr. David? How many runs do I get?
I'm 3.
I'm not wagering with none.
3.
I'm going to pass on 3, and I'll take the 5. Is that the best I can get? Does someone else want to get involved, Joe?
Because it could be 5-1.
They're only going to take 6 and, to be the winner.
And the Reds and the Astros will throw in somebody to mop up, and then somebody will hit a meaningless homer that make it 5-3, and then
I think they'll call off the dogs.
That's a bad bet. I just don't understand.
What's a bad bet? My bet or your bet?
Yours.
I've got 5
runs
coming.
Just laying five, six runs in a baseball game.
No, I'm sorry.
That's a bad bet.
I meant the one you had with me, the 3 runs. I'm not taking that.
No, Kevbo's bet is bad.
Terrible.
And they'll probably win. They'll probably win by 10 runs tonight, but I'm still just the baseball season. Things happen, and you're like, that makes no sense.
Joe,
I've never heard of this person.
The contrarian in me wants to take the 5, Joe.
How unusual.
Unless you have 6.
The Mets have not named a starter for tonight against Washington.
But they're going to fire their manager.
Yeah, they will.
How unusual is it? I mean, so it happens.
No, yeah, you won't see lines on the board until you get a starting pitcher, even though, I mean, does it matter?
We're going to come in tomorrow, and we're going to talk about Josh Osich throwing 6 great innings last night, shutting down the Astros.
I'm not looking forward to saying Despondent 20 times tomorrow morning in updates.
I'm not looking forward to being despondent tomorrow morning during
updates.
I really
wish it would have been Rottweiler.
That would be great if they just, like, they brought out, like, there's a cage dragged out, and the Astros are looking, like, what the hell's going on? And then they just open it, and this dog runs across the field and attacks a player.
Well, how about the game that really matters? How about the game that really matters tonight? How about this? Over, under 8.5 at Wrigley tonight.
Wow.
Over, under
That's
8.5.
A lot of runs, huh?
Turn
I guess I go over.
Segment.
What's the weather
again? I'd go over.
What's the weather?
I'd go over. Talking about...
The problem is, it's a lot of runs, so they want you to go under.
Scoring against each
so
other.
You
what makes
over.
You think it's going to be a pitcher's duel? Just because of the hype?
You, Darvish.
No. You know, no.
No C-Sheck. So when they go to the pen, how's it look?
Monty is there for the tag team. He's going to take the baton, and boom, the relay pitchers are going to finish
You know,
one,
Monty
two.
Will come in, and he'll come in the fourth, and he'll get 2 outs, and then they'll have to bat for him. And then Joe's right. Then
who pitches more innings tonight, Montgomery or Darvish?
Arrieta.
Yes.
Well, true. That wasn't the question, smart Alec. I said Alec. As in A-Rod.
We have someone texter checking it. Is Carson Fulmer available to start?
No.
In that case, I'm going to need 10.
Keep that's bouncing around mean. From games. 8.5 tonight? I'm no gambler, but that seems like...
It always depends on the wind over there. If it's blowing in,
right.
It won't hit 8.5. I don't care who the pitchers are. Molly, what's worst case scenario for the White Sox for you?
Oh, I mean, tonight? In terms of a number? Or?
No, just a pitcher you do not want to see.
Probably Carson Fulmer. Probably maybe Dylan Covey. One of those guys. No, I'm being mean. Manny Benuelos.
Of all the options they have, though.
Yeah, this year. Exactly. It's tough. I don't know. I'd like to see someone I haven't seen before. And for what exactly Dustin said, just bring up some guy that everyone's like, who? What?
They don't have a scouting
report
on. Who's
the knuckleballer that Toronto brought up?
He's trying to prove something. For him. That's who I thought Benuelos was going to be, the guy nobody knew and surprised people. And that's who he was for a couple starts. And
yeah, that doesn't work.
Reality set in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a long-term plan.
No. How quickly can they get James Shields up and running?
Boy, you know what, Joe? I want to change my answer to James Shields just to stop Kevin.
I'll bet Kevin then.
He's not ready to go, but that would be better than the alternative. Really, come on.
I would take James Shields right now over Yu Darvish if I had to start a game.
Well, I didn't say that.
Whoa.
Come on, Kevin.
Kevin. What's wrong with you?
I did not go that far.
Okay. Most definitive absurd statement you can make.
He would rather take a
Kevin,
guy
you start.
That hasn't pitched at all this year over a guy who struck out 11 in his last outing.
It was very loose.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on, Kevin. Even for you, that's a stretch.
How about this? How about White Sox sign Dallas Keuchel to a contract? He starts tonight.
Gets a former team, comes in, saves the day.
Great drama. Great story.
And then they lose that draft pick and the whole thing goes to hell.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to sign Dallas Keuchel and they're going to do it before the draft. They should have done it a month ago.
They're getting guys off the Reds AAA team. What are you talking about? They're doing fine.
I don't know who they have tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Charlie Tilson?
No.
Were you surprised, Joe? And
How about this? The savior, Matt Davidson. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, that would be cool.
Well, if only he were on the team.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Sign him.
You guys missed a little victory dance that Mully did earlier today when you announced that Nicky Delmonico had been sent down. That meant Charlie Tilson was still on the Major League roster.
I didn't do a dance. I love Nicky. I feel bad that he's gone down. I don't.
You love Nicky.
I do not. Unlike.
You like Nicky. Unlike, you love Tilson.
Unlike certain other men in this room, I don't wallow. I don't celebrate other people's misfortune.
Whose
I feel bad for
misfortune have I celebrated?
Oh, my God. What about Roscoe Flats? What about Roscoe Village Flats?
Roscoe Flats. He's 500 pitcher.
David saw the Roscoe Village people this weekend.
Easy.
Flats, sorry.
Billy Currington delivered. He looks like he could pitch. He looks like a good athlete.
Is Billy Currington? Is that the guy from...
Currington.
That's the guy from the Smashing Pumpkins, right?
Corgan.
Billy Corgan.
I was making a joke.
Okay.
Big Cub fan.
He is a big Cub fan.
Yeah.
Did not see him there the other night.
Okay.
Just a lot of country
fans. I'd never heard of Billy Corgan. Sounds like he might be slightly Irish.
Billy Currington?
Okay.
I don't know if he's Irish or not.
Probably not.
No, it's not. It's not. It wasn't Corrigan. It wasn't Billy Corrigan. Okay.
Ah, Jesus. I love that guy. Did he play that 1979 song? I love that song. And David, despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage.
Okay. Boy, lyrical. Get Jake Peavy out of retirement.
We don't know who's going to play for the White Sox, but they will have a pitcher. And they have a big week laid out in front of them. We know that Yu Darvish is going for the Cubs, and he's going against Jake Arrieta, who is a former Cub. And in a lot of ways, although it isn't factual, people feel like one guy replaced the other.
They do, and I don't know if that's accurate. That'll be the way it's presented tonight. But what will be lost is that this is a big series for the Cubs. Even though they're playing well, they're coming back from Washington having won 2 out of 3. Here's another measuring stick series. You have a first-place team that you might see in October, and the Phillies come in pretty hot. So the Sox have a big week on the road. The Cubs have a big week at home, and it starts tonight against the Phillies, a very good team with Bryce Harper starting to hit a little bit.
Yes.
And Jake Arrieta on the mound.
Homers.
Two guys that a lot of people would like to have seen in Cub uniforms playing against them.
It also could be like a big night for Vegas homers. A lot of guys from Vegas hitting homers these days. What do you think?
Well,
who's more likely to hit a homer? Is it Bryce Harper or is it Chris Bryant?
Chris Bryant.
Really?
Yeah. He's at home.
Jake?
He's hot. Off Jake. Big deal.
As opposed to you, Darvish, giving up a dinger to Bryce Harper.
I am thinking the Cubs tonight. I think Jake is going to be really revved up.
He's
going to be like so revved up, he's going to want to take the mound shirtless.
Well, he wants to do that anyway. I don't think that has anything to do with being revved up. Dustin, who are you taking? Dustin is sitting here with disgust.
I never really want to ever pick against the Cubs or cheer against the Cubs.
But
I really liked Jake Arrieta, and I really don't like Yu Darvish. So I'm just gonna stay neutral on this one. Maybe I'd bet the over and just hope for fireworks.
Coward.
All right, there you have it. We'll bring in Dan and Connor next. It's Mully and Hall on the Score.
It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the Score. This hour's keyword is RED, R-E-D. Text RED to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is RED, R-E-D, to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record it every day. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting to a short list of qualified candidates fast. And that's why you need Indeed.com. You post a job in minutes. You set up those screener questions. Then you get to zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try it for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. When mortgage interest rates drop this low and home values are rising at the fastest pace in over a decade, people want options. And at the Home Loan Expert Office, that's exactly what we give you. We do conventional, jumbo, FHA, VA. We have loans with no down payment and no PMI. We also do loans where you don't have to verify any income. The 5-minute loan approval only available at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Next, Ellen, Reese Witherspoon is here to play.
Three things Oprah would say and how she'd say them.
I love you, Reese. You're so amazing. I like you more than Ellen.
That's not even how she'd say it. I love you, Reese.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC5.
See more.
Hear more.
Know more.
Get more in the morning with NBC5 News Today.
Zoraida Sambolin and Alex Marigos show you what's going on in the city and suburbs.
NBC5 News Today is up to the minute you're up. Weekdays starting at 4 a.m.
Hey Cubs fans, Pat Hughes here for my friends at Grand Appliance and TV. I shop at Grand Appliance for their wide selection of brands, friendly service, and great prices. The folks at Grand are committed to providing customers with the best experience from start to finish. Shop their website, grandappliance.com, or visit one of the 9 Chicagoland locations to speak with a Grand expert today. Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. You make it home, we make it grand.
Hey, did you go out for breakfast?
Yep, got a sausage McMuffin with egg from McDonald's. Melty cheese and a buttery English muffin. You?
Cereal. Just dry cereal.
You know, that kind of looks like what we feed the parakeet.
Yeah, it's probably why he's giving me the stink eye.
Good thing I got a McMuffin for you, too.
There's a better way to breakfast.
Now get a large, hot, premium roast McCafe coffee and sausage McMuffin for $2.69. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
It's almost summertime, so break out the grill, set up the lawn chairs, and fill up the kiddie pool. Dietz & Watson has all the grillables to make a good cookout a great cookout. They've got a huge selection of Franks and sausages, like natural casing beef Franks, Asiago and spinach chicken sausage, and buffalo chicken sausage. Dietz & Watson chicken sausages are fully cooked 100% chicken with no artificial ingredients. There are no added hormones, nitrates, or nitrites. Dietz & Watson New York-style natural casing beef Franks are fully cooked Franks with hints of paprika and garlic, and the good old-fashioned snack.